This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. If you are not a Christian, you may think that Christians give glory, honor, and praise to God and His Son Jesus because it is a required duty of their religion. You would be wrong. Christians worship, praise, and give glory to God because it is the most natural expression of gratitude for all God has done. We feel our hearts would burst if we had to contain our praise of God, in the way an overheated steam boiler would burst open under pressure. Christians love to express, in public and private, our sincere, genuine love for God, for the eternal salvation, the eternal life that we now have, because of the grace of God and our faith in God. Today on the broadcast, I will be giving examples of people gushing forth with irrepressible praise of God given to God. We do not have to drum up excitement for God. It comes quite naturally, considering all God has done for those who are born again by the Spirit of God. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus, amen. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. What does glory mean? What are some other words that are similar in meaning? There's resplendence, greatness, splendor, magnificence, grandeur, brilliance, luster, majesty, beauty, honor, magnitude, supremacy. There is no better way for me to describe this attribute of God than to bring out examples from the Bible. Revelation 21:22-27, I saw no temple in the city, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. And the city has no need of sun or moon, for the glory of God illuminates the city, and the Lamb is its light. The nations will walk in its light, and the kings of the world will enter the city in all their glory. Its gates will never be closed at the end of the day, because there is no night there. And all the nations who bring their glory and honor into the city, nothing evil will be allowed to enter, nor anyone who practices shameful idolatry and dishonesty, but only those whose names are written in the book of life of the Lamb. 2 Corinthians 3:7-18. The old way with laws etched in stone led to death, though it began with such glory that the people of Israel could not bear to look at the face of Moses. For his face shone with the glory of God, even though the brightness was already fading away. Shouldn't we expect far greater glory under the new way, now that the Holy Spirit is giving life? If the old way, which brings condemnation, was glorious, how much more glorious is the new way, which makes us right with God? In fact, that first glory was not glorious at all compared with the overwhelming glory of the new way in Christ. So, if the old way, which has been replaced, was glorious, how much more glorious is the new, which remains forever? Since this new way gives us such confidence, we can be very bold. We are not like Moses, who put a veil over his face so the people of Israel would not see the glory, even though it was destined to fade away. But the minds of the people were hardened, and to this day, whenever the Old Covenant is being read, the same veil covers their minds, so they cannot understand the truth. And this veil can be removed only by believing in Christ. Yes, even today, when they read the writings of Moses, their hearts are covered in that veil, and they do not understand. But whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image. Romans 3:23, everyone has sinned and is far away from the saving glory and presence of God. The Apostle John, writing about Jesus Christ, who is also called the Word in John 1:14-18, "So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son of the Father." John testified about him when he shouted to the crowds, "This is the one I was talking about when I said, 'Someone is coming after me who is far greater than I am, for he existed long before me.' From his abundance we have all received one gracious blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, but the unfailing love and faithfulness of God came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the unique one who is himself God is near to the heart of the Father. He has revealed God to us." In John 17:1-10, Jesus is completely alone while praying to his Father in heaven. Jesus looked toward heaven and prayed, "Father, the time has come. Give glory to your Son, so that the Son can give glory to you. You gave the Son power over all people, so that he could give eternal life to all those you have given to him. And this is eternal life, that people can know you, the only true God, and that they can know Jesus Christ, the one you sent. I finished the work you gave me to do. I brought you glory on earth. And now, Father, give me glory with you. Give me the glory I had with you before the world was made. You gave me some people from the world. I have shown them what you are like. They belong to you, and you gave them to me. They have obeyed your teaching. Now they know that everything I have came from you. I told them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They realized the fact that I came from you and believed that you sent me. I pray for them now. I am not praying for the people in the world, but I am praying for these people you gave me, because they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and my glory is seen in them." Now looking back in the Old Testament to Isaiah 6:1-5. "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a very high and wonderful throne. His long robe filled the temple. Seraph angels stood around him. Each angel had 6 wings. They used 2 wings to cover their faces, 2 wings to cover their bodies, and 2 wings to fly. The angels were calling to each other, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord all-powerful. His glory fills the whole earth.' The sound was so loud that it caused the frame around the door to shake, and the temple was filled with smoke. I was frightened and said, 'Oh no, I will be destroyed. I am not pure enough to speak to God, and I live among people who are not pure enough to speak to him. But I have seen the King, the Lord all-powerful.'" Then in Revelation, the 1st chapter, verses 4-8, "This letter is from John to the 7 churches in the province of Asia. Grace and peace to you from the one who is, who always was, and who is to come, from the sevenfold Spirit before his throne, and from Jesus Christ. He is the faithful witness to these things, the first to rise from the dead, and the ruler of all the kings of the world. All glory to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by shedding his blood for us. He has made us a kingdom of priests for God his Father. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen. Look, he comes with the clouds of heaven, and everyone will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the nations of the world will mourn for him. Yes, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord God. I am the one who is, who always was, and who is still to come, the Almighty One." Back to Isaiah in the Old Testament, chapter 40, here's some selected verses. and the glory of the Lord will appear, and all humanity together will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been declared to you from the beginning? Have you not considered the foundations of the earth? God is enthroned above the circle of the earth. Its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like thin cloth, and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He reduces princes to nothing, and makes judges of the earth irrational. They are barely planted, barely sown. Their stem hardly takes root in the ground, when he blows on them and they wither, and a whirlwind carries them away like stubble. Who will you compare me to, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Look up and see who created these. He brings out the starry host by number. He calls all of them by name. Because of his great power and strength, not one of them is missing. And 1 Chronicles, chapter 16 in the Old Testament. Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done. Sing to him, yes, sing his praises. Tell everyone about his wonderful deeds. Exalt in his holy name. Rejoice, you who worship the Lord. Search for the Lord and for his strength. Continually seek him. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves. Publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. The gods of other nations are mere idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty surround him. Strength and joy fill his dwelling. O nations of the world, recognize the Lord. Recognize that the Lord is glorious and strong. Give to the Lord the glory he deserves. Bring your offering and come into his presence. Worship the Lord in all his holy splendor. Let all the earth tremble before him. The world stands firm and cannot be shaken. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Tell all the nations the Lord reigns. Let the sea and everything in it shout his praise. Let the fields and their crops burst out with joy. Let the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, honestly, sincerely repent, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Philippians 2:8-11. When Jesus appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died the death of a criminal dying on a cross of execution. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.